With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. After two long years, the first seven Israeli hostages are now free.
The Israeli military confirms the seven hostages were in their custody. No immediate word on their condition. Hamas says they'll exchange 20 living Israeli hostages for more than 1,900 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Tens of thousands of Israelis are watching the transfers at public screenings across the country.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. In the meantime, President Trump now in Israel and set to address Israeli lawmakers today. Later, the president will be heading to Egypt for talks with some 20 world leaders. A positive bounce for President Trump's approval rating.
President Trump will begin the week in positive territory. The latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll found that 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of his job performance. 47% disapprove. Mr. Trump's approval rating had dipped below 50% last week, but jumped Friday into plus territory.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Power now has been restored to more than 800,000 residents in Kyiv, Ukraine. Russian drone and missile strikes over the weekend, wounding at least 20 people and damaged a number of residential buildings. Another violent weekend across America. Shooting rampage in a South Carolina bar has claimed the lives of four people. 12 more were wounded. In Mississippi, at least eight people killed in two separate shooting incidents. 20 were wounded there. Helicopter crash in Huntington Beach, California, as sunbathers and beachgoers looked on. Two on board, three on the ground were injured. This is SRN News. A new poll is asking Americans about faith. About journalism.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they find that 45% of white Catholics and 44% of white mainline Protestants say they trust the country's traditional mainstream news sources, compared to just 29% of white evangelical Protestants. What's of note here is that less than half of any of those groups trust the mainstream media at all. And the poll also finds that large percentages of religious Americans don't pay any attention to the news at all. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration says the state of Minnesota and governing body for high school athletics violating a key federal law against sex discrimination because the state allows boys to compete in girls' various sporting events. The agencies say the Minnesota officials violate Title IX. This is SRN News. North Korea. Correspondent Roth Wober reports the North Koreans are showing off some new long-range
missiles. North Korea has put on another big show, this time a massive military parade to mark the 80th anniversary of its ruling Workers' Party. Probably international interest will focus on two things. First of all, the guest list, Chinese Premier Li Qiang, as well as Vietnamese Party Secretary To Lam. And also Dmitry Medvedev from Russia.
Afghanistan claims it killed 58 Pakistani soldiers in overnight border operations, but Pakistan's army says no, they only lost 23 troops. Earlier in the week, Afghan authorities accused Pakistan of bombing the capital, Kabul. Pakistan has not claimed responsibility for that assault. More details at srnnews.com.